Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than one out of every 10 people in the U.S. is food insecure. They don't know where the next meal is coming from. In remote Northern California, that number is closer to one out of five. Lisa Morehouse met one man who's helping feed his neighbors in Trinity County.
The sun's barely up in the tiny town of Douglas City. Three men are almost done packing a couple of trucks with food.
We're loaded to the gills. There's produce, there's cabbage, white onions, sweet potatoes, the senior boxes, there's salmon.
Jeff England's the director of the Trinity County Food Bank. I hop into the cab of his 20-year-old truck to join him on his monthly food delivery run to the county's hungriest and most isolated residents. Today's his longest route, and he'll clock 230 miles.
Would you like some onion?
Inside the Solid Rock Church in the town of Hay Fork, more than 50 people wait in line to pick up food, which England cobbles together from a spider's web of local, state, and federal programs.
Would you like some tea now? Do you have a little card?
And without the food bank, you just go without.
Teresa Kirkland is a volunteer, but she also comes to pick up free food.
I'm on Social Security. After you pay all your bills, if you have an emergency, a flat tire, or anything that you have to take care of, well, that has to wait until the following month.
Yeah, it's be a long, long month.
Glenda Rains and Kirkland say they used to supplement their budgets by taking items to a local recycling center, but that's closed now. Rains says until recently, she and her husband were homeless, camping out by the creek.
The friend let us stay there in their garage, made into a little cabin-like. I don't know how long this is going to last, but yeah, I'm still considered homeless.
Rains prepares the food she receives on a little propane stove. More than 10 California counties actually have higher poverty than Trinity, but people here are more likely to be hungry or not sure they'll have enough food than anywhere else in the state. To learn more, I meet up with Farmers Market founder Sue Corrigan in the historic town of Weaverville.
Still have zucchini. I think we need some onions for some onion rings, huh?
She points to one produce vendor and tells me something surprising.
This is my actual local farmer.
The only one from Trinity County among the 10 or so farmers here at the market. Corrigan says years ago, much of the potential farmland was taken out of commission. Her family farmed for over a century, but stopped in the 1950s.
Because the government was taking our land.
To build the Trinity Dam, which sends water to central and southern California.
One of our last areas that was open enough to do farming, and they buried it with a lake.
She says it's all about priorities.
We've had three different rushes that have happened in Trinity County. First, the gold rush, second, the timber rush, and now the marijuana rush, which is called the green rush. And so focus has been on other industries and not a food sustainable industry.
Jeff England maneuvers around potholes to get to the most remote drop-off point today. He tells me about last winter when he defied state highway workers and drove a closed, snow-covered road to deliver food to people who'd been stuck for months.
And I said, I have to go. Lost traction, gained traction, and I knew that they, you know, they needed the food. And so I decided to take a chance, and I made it.
That's good. That takes a lot of guts, because even coming up the back of the mountain, they call it Refrigerator Alley for a reason. It gets pretty slick.
That's Lauren Turner, who's come to the food drop-off at the volunteer fire department in the tiny town of Zinnia. As for grocery store shopping?
Usually it's 100 miles in any direction from here to a large town where you can buy groceries.
More than a two-hour drive each way. She does that only once a month. In between, she relies on the food bank delivery. Jeff England says he and his team have more than doubled the amount of food they're bringing into Trinity County in the last year. They deliver one bag or box of food to 2,500 households each month, 20% of the county. He says the community is incredibly supportive. And if there's one complaint he hears, it's that the food bank just enables drug addicted or homeless people.
And I said, we don't judge people. And you know, those druggies have kids. The kids might not get food normally.
That lack of judgment, it comes from personal experience. England says he's been out of work before.
And I've struggled in the past, a long time ago, with some addiction problems. And it just felt so good to be able to go to a place when you're hungry.
He remembers that first meal in a soup kitchen.
It was spaghetti. I had garlic bread and a salad. A lot of people don't know what it is to be hungry. You're weak, you can't do anything. You don't have any ambitions because you're hungry. I mean, and then you get a little food in you and you feel good about it. And I'm so happy to be able to turn the table.
And he says, help the people whose shoes he's been in before. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Morehouse.